are now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us for a discussion of food. We have a theory. The theory is we're going to be cooking outside more because the weather's better. Now, I don't know how that applies to Louis, because Louis is in Florida. But at any rate, he's been doing a lot of experimenting with various foods. And he's going to help us later on in the hour with your concern, the obesity epidemic, your concern about how you help yourself. We're full of advertisements, full of conversation, full of focus on this sort of thing. So we'll bring in Chef Louis' expertise on that in a few minutes. First, I would say the fact that you haven't been here for the last couple of weeks, I think we mentioned last week that your mother had passed away, so condolences. I know that you and your mother were very close, and you were a good son.
Well, thank you, Doug. Thank you very much. You know, it's one of the things that we never know what to say at a time like this.
No, you don't.
Thank God for hospice.
Yeah.
I've never seen, you know, you talk about, are there really such things as angels on this earth? Well, yeah, they work at hospice.
Yeah.
And
if they don't, they'll work at your restaurant helping people curb indigestion after you fix them their dinner.
Good one.
Well, you know what? It's important to laugh. I remember, you know, I've not had much connection to hospice, actually, until Tony died. And so I saw what was going on there. And, you know, as sobering and somber as the situation is, you know, from time to time, it's important to sort of break break wind, sort of change the air. And
same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That would definitely do it.
So, but anyway, I know how you and your Italian families, that's what goes on in Italian families, right?
Doug, we sat one night, and we knew Mom could hear us. And my sister was in, I was there, cousin came in, and we just laughed for hours talking about some of the wacky people in our family and the things that have happened over the last 60, 70 years. My mom was 89. She got to see, you know, an awful lot in her lifetime.
Yep.
And we knew that she heard it, you know, and it was joyful. I can't use any other word. It was joyous. It was great.
It's something about Italians, and Roberta can sort of back this up. I remember going...
They're crazy.
Well, maybe something to that. when Roberta's dad died, I remember going to this funeral house. And for whatever the reason, all I thought I was going to was a potluck supper.
We even locked the door and drank.
We definitely did.
We locked the doors at the end of the funeral home, and when no one was looking, we took out some of his homemade grappa and toasted him. And then I put the unfinished bottle in the casket with him.
Beautiful. But this that kind of... And why shouldn't it be that way? Absolutely. I mean, we're saddened beyond belief at the loss of somebody we care about. But you know what?
Celebrate, right?
You shouldn't be.
They're laughing.
She had a great life. She's in a great place. She's better. It's just that we miss them, and that's the hard part.
And that's what that's the hardest thing, man. What do you say under the circumstance? I don't know how close your children were to your grandmother. You have a sibling, so we know that they're into it. But then there's the. I mean, what each person's dealing with this reality is certainly different. Some people get so wrapped up in themselves, and instead of wishing the person who is now no longer suffering well and move them on their way, they all get, what am I going to do without
it? It's all about me.
God,
you know what?
Give it a rest.
You're still here.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Suffer.
They are not suffering anymore. No. They are fine. Yeah. Be happy for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just don't remember.
My children,
go ahead,
you know, brought pictures. They made pictures, and they had some photographs, because my dad had passed away like 12 years ago. One of the things that we made sure that Mom knew, because your hearing is the last thing you lose. And matter of fact, my mother's getting hard of hearing, and as she lay there, her hearing came back wonderfully. And so the kids, her great-grandchildren came and brought pictures and said it was okay to go see Pop again.
Yeah.
And said it was fine with them.
Nice.
Fine to go and bring this with you.
Yeah.
Show Pop this picture of me at school. Show Pop's this and that. And that's the way we approached it. You know, it boils down to, it's not corny. It's not divisive. It boils down to faith.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it boils down to. You know,
You
know, they say your life flashes in front of you the last minute.
Yeah.
Well, like a movie. Let's make sure that that movie's worth watching.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. And it was. It really was.
Words. Yeah. It's a very important way. I remember the two last things that Tony said. One of them was about 12 hours before she died. It was just about the same. I came into the room and she looked at me and smiled and made the reference to me that she always did. And then she looked at Megan and said, "Is it over yet?" And that was really the last thing that she said. Because she knew. But you see, there's something about the ethnicities, maybe the European stuff. Tony was very European in her background. The Italians, the Germans, the Polish, however, whatever the connection is, they're very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. The stronger, old, and Tony was, my age, so it wasn't like she was older. But the matter of factness of this as being part of the process. Okay, I'm dying. I'm going to be dead in a couple of days. And, I mean, the strength of character that takes. And I could, without ever having met Roberta's father, I can tell you that I would be shocked if he weren't cut out of that same cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, not so much. But with your mother, Louis, I'm guessing Richie's father, I mean, all these people, because we're all transitioning. We're always transitioning into whatever is next.
You know what I was thinking about a lot since my dad died is, now my mother, my dad was 69, my mom is 70.
Yeah.
Now they go on and they see the end of their line now.
Uh-huh.
And I had dinner with my aunt and uncle, who were my mom and dad's best friend. I was at the beach last week, so I went and had the dinner with them. And you got to be thinking, once you get to that point where your spouses start dying, at an elderly age, and not elderly, my parents are 69 or 70, that's not elderly, but, you get to that point where you're in that phase of your life.
Yeah.
How does that, and I haven't talked to my mom about this yet, but how does that hit you? How does that affect you?
I'll answer, because it certainly has impacted me in the last 6 months. There's a sobering. I think I actually said this, Richie, on the air when my father died, acknowledging as we're growing up,
he was the buffer between.
Was a buffer. The grandparents are the buffers. Then your parents.
Exactly.
Now the buffers are gone. You're next, Charlie. You're up with that.
I think as you're watching your loved ones, transitioning.
Yeah.
As they're laying there.
Yeah.
I think you see your own mortality too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And how you handle
it. You see your own. You say, am I going to be, is this the way I'm going to handle it? Am I going to, live up to this standard? Am I going to be this, or am I going to go kicking and screaming?
Well, I think that's it. We're all young. I mean, I'm not figuring that I'm going to click off here for a while. But one of the things that that we all sort of laugh about, the people who are in my family, anyway, about me, is how much I resist certain things in my life. And this is one of the things. We all resist it in a certain way. Some may be more successful in resisting it. I just don't acknowledge that there's anything different going on now, at least with me. Yesterday, I picked up a rock that must have weighed almost 100 pounds to move it off of the field that I had just plowed up from under the ground. When I did it, I didn't feel differently. About 3 hours later, I felt a lot different about it. But at the moment, I was in the moment. It was okay. So anyway, it's just it's a great. I think this is the most wonderful way to acknowledge your mother. I hope she had a good last meal. I hope you, whatever her best or really good last meal was it close to her death, or had she not been eating well for a while?
Oh, no, she did. And, my mom lived with us.
Yeah, I knew she did.
Okay, so I was definitely the one that made sure she ate. And I cooked the last 6 months, basically, I had taken a lot of time off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I brought her all her meals, and once she wanted anything she needed, and she enjoyed it. And yeah. It was funny because even as she was getting more frail, our deal was on Saturdays to go to a store, go do her, let her do her shopping, buy, you know, her things that she wanted, yeah. And we always went to a nice dinner. Yeah. My wife, her, and myself.
Yep.
And we let her pick it, and that was our celebration. And we would laugh, tell jokes, tell stories about family. And the older, the closer to her finally being bedridden that she got, the more stories she remembered and wanted to talk about with the family.
Yeah.
To pass on to us.
Good.
And there were celebrations because there were all people that had passed on, and we just enjoyed the heck out of it. We really did.
Nothing wrong with that. 18 after on Good Day with Chef Louie.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Unmistakable here as we go through our birthday list for June 1st. On the top of the list is one Andrew Griffith, who probably best known for playing himself, right, on the Andy Griffith Show. Also had great run with Matlock, the TV show and the movies. He was in a lot of movies like From Here to Eternity as a serious actor. However, had roles as a comedian. He had a comedy record called Make Yourself Comfortable. Andy Griffith is 86 today. God love the guy. This is from the fishing hole. Now, how long did this... This was for both of those shows, too, wasn't it? When Opie went on to... The first Opie was...
You mean Mayberry, RFD?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it Mayberry that...
I'm not sure whether that... I don't think that was the Mayberry RFD, because that was Ken Jones or something like that.
Okay.
That started that show, so I think they did a different theme song for that.
All right, so anyway, Andy Griffith, happy birthday to him. Pat Boone, 78 today. Ronnie Wood, guitarist from the Stones.
Yeah.
65 today. By the way, Marilyn Monroe was born on the same day as Griffin. She'd be 86 if she were alive today.
Woo!
Have you seen that statue of her that was put up in Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. Cool. It's great. Very suggestive. Right in front of the Tribune building on that, right by the river. It's neat.
It's basically the wind blowing, the air blowing her skirt up.
And people underneath it looking up under her skirt. That's really what it is. Kind of interesting. Morgan Freeman's birthday is today. Happy birthday.
He and his step-granddaughter enjoying a nice day.
Very nice. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. René Auberjonois. Tony Award-winning actor in Coco. Been in lots of kind of strange movies and plays. Probably best known to people who are here as having been an important law partner in Boston Legal and The Practice.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He played on the show Bentley, too.
Yeah. He was in a lot of stuff. Benson.
Thank you. Yes.
Right. He was in Brewster McCloud as a cowboy.
Yeah.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller. He was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Had a role, continued role in MASH, Police Academy movies, that kind of stuff. But you would remember him mostly for a TV show. All right, let's see here. Next up is Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. Which one is doing the radio show? Is it Brooks or Dunn?
I think it's Brooks.
Oh, you think it's Brooks? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. The Boot Scootin' Boogie. Here they are. I see he's 59 today, Richie. Actor Powers Booth won an Emmy for being in the Guyana tragedy. That was the story of Jim Jones, remember? That was when he first came into prominence. But he's been most of the time he plays a military guy or a bad guy. And he was the bad president, remember, in 24?
Yep, I like him best in, what was the, there were two of the old Western movies, the Wyatt Earp movies.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. He was in the second one. If I remember correctly.
Tombstone.
Wasn't he in that television show that was on one of the cable channels with Ian McShane? What was the name of the death? Something or other.
I think.
I mean, he plays a sinister bad guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He can really be a good military guy as well. All right. Let's see here. Lisa Hartman Black played Kathy on Knots Landing.
I always had a crush on her.
Did you really?
Yeah.
She's 56 today. Thursday, I don't care about Born this day, 1956. Simon Gallup, bass player for The Cure, is 52 today. This is actually a pretty good movie. I'm sorry. Pretty good song for today.
Great song. Yeah.
Friday, I'm in love. Crank it up, Richie. Let's end with that. Friday, I'm in love.
Polar bears, melting icebergs, and a big, big screen. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The Arctic is one of the hardest places on Earth to survive. But to a polar bear, it's paradise.
The music of Paul McCartney and the voice of Meryl Streep provide a cozy comfort zone in the new 3D IMAX film, To the Arctic, now opening in IMAX theaters nationwide. As you'd expect in an IMAX film, To the Arctic has lots of scenes of polar bears cavorting in dramatic melting glaciers. The film's most dramatic scenes follow a mother polar bear and her two cubs. Director Greg McGillivray and his crew stumbled upon the little family right near the end of their weeks in the Arctic.
It was one of those things where the conditions were right for about 2 weeks out of the year, and we just kind of dumb-lucked right into those 2 weeks. We encountered this mother and her two cubs who were friending us. You know, they weren't at all nervous about us being right close to them. In fact, they seemed to prefer it. And so they hung out with us. So we got all these great shots.
But McGillivray has more than pretty pictures in mind. The two-time Oscar nominee has been making IMAX movies for 40 years. And now he's using his lifetime of experiences in nature to preserve our planet's natural habitat.
My wife and I have started the One World, One Ocean Foundation to take our love of the ocean and try to share it with people around the world. What we're trying to do is bring that awareness through entertainment, through music and internet entertainment and IMAX films. Get people to pay more attention and love the ocean as we do.
To the Arctic is an IMAX theater.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Life better? Question I ask every day, and I ask that not only to you, but to the people who are here that are trying to help you make your life better and make this a better day for you. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer back on Monday, Chef Louis DeAngelis. Maya Angelou wrote, "If one is lucky, a solitary fantasy can totally transform a million realities." Think about the words. The words are so powerful, along with images. You can put in your mind an image, it seems to me, after you hear something like that. If one is lucky, a solitary fantasy can totally transform 1 million realities. Think about when you've had something just going awry, or you've had a number of things that have been bad in your life, and then something good happens, and you forget about all the bad stuff, at least for the moment anyway. You get in the moment. And I think that's part of her expression there. It really is kind of neat. All right, so Chef Louis is here to help us find the getting to the root of helping people who are not eating well. I'm very intolerant, as you know, Louis, of these people in these circumstances, because I think there's no good reason for folks to abuse themselves the way they do, especially with much education as there is around, much information about good food. But you've decided to help with not the discussion of the theory of obesity, but how do you work with people to solve the problem? Getting people to eat food, find the right items, go for it. And so, and much of it, by the way, is, and I'm guilty of this, responding to your hunger pangs. Last night, I don't, especially when I'm on the farm, I eat two meals a day, usually, and that's it. One, I eat during the program, and then I'll have a meal before I go out, and then I won't eat again probably for 8 hours. So if I stop like I did yesterday for diesel fuel, I went in to pay, and there was a Three Musketeers bar staring me in the face. It was looking at me and saying, "You need to eat me." So I did. Fortunately, I don't get often that. Some people eat, this kind of stuff all day, every day, and it accounts for them having a problem. So what's your fix? Now I'm going to leave. This is your time. You're here to help us fix the problem. You've played with this a bit. You've had a problem yourself with weight. So
yes.
What's your advice?
Well, you know, Doug, I go back in time 40, 45 years ago. And one of the things that's bothering me is when I look at it, we did not have, at that time, it was called a radar range for the microwave.
Oh, my heavens, and yes. The radar range.
The radar range.
Oh, yeah, now think about this. Let's say you had a big plate of macaroni, of lasagna made. You know, you make yourself a for dinner.
Right.
And a couple hours later, you know, in those days, it was, well, I could sure go for another helping of that. I'd like a taste of it.
Yeah.
But what you went through to reheat it really made you stop and say, you know, that's not worth my time. By the time, you know, it was an Olympic event just to light our gas oven as a kid. I mean, that was a cross between an Olympic event and a dangerous event. And then you preheat the oven, and then you put the we had metal dishes that we used. You cut a piece of the lasagna, put it in the metal dish, put it in the oven, and you waited 20 minutes. And, you know, if you were hungry on the spot like we are nowadays, you know, that you eat at the same time every day. Your digestive juices are coming out. That's what gives you hunger. Gives you the feeling of hunger at a certain time of the day that you're used to eating. What do you do? Okay, in those days, it was even a simple TV dinner took you half an hour to get.
TV dinner.
So what would happen was you put it in the oven, or you put reheat leftovers. And you put it in the oven and you waited. And in those days, and I'm going to say a little sentence that I'm sure will bring back memories to you. While it's cooking and you're hungry, you would say, you know what? I'll have a cup of coffee or a glass of water or soda, a couple crackers, to hold me over until it was cooked. And that was like a common phrase you always heard. It's used by restaurants nowadays. That's why the minute you sit down, you get bread, then you get your salad,
yep,
and then you get your meals. So this way, no matter how small the meal, the main course is, you feel sated. You feel satisfied with
it. Satiated, so, I believe.
It's an interesting thought. So we should all throw our microwaves away.
No.
Well, we should throw them away. Yeah, you should. Not necessarily for the reason that Louis has explained it, but because microwaves redo whatever the good value is in food.
Restructure the molecules
and make it worthless. Food that you microwave is worthless.
In itself, it's not the obesity problem. What happens is, you know, by the time you ate your dinner that was reheated conventionally, you really didn't chow down like a crazy person. I mean, you didn't eat like you were, you know, like it was your last meal. So I turned around and I took a test group I have a dozen friends. Most of them, if you look at the label on their shirt, it's size W for wow. I mean, these guys are big. And I says, what you do is, instead of reheating a whole dinner again, you know, when you got that hunger pain hit you, look at what time it is. Have yourself a glass of water. Have a coffee, have a couple of crackers to hold you over, and wait 20 minutes until you eat. And I want to see if it changes how much you eat. And Doug, it's astounding. Every one of them has said, you know, after I had a glass of water or after I had a cup of coffee, and the hot liquid does disperse, you know, it does dilute a lot of your gastric juices. It slows down that hunger. And you wait 20 minutes and then cook, just like it was going to be in a conventional oven, like the way we used to cook. They were either fully satisfied with how much they made, or they didn't finish it. They felt full already. See, there's a lag time from the time you start eating before that food actually hits your stomach. And then from there, it tells your brain you're full. So there's a lag time between the time you really are satisfied in your stomach to the time you realize it. Now, when you take that time, that time difference of manually cooking something instead of heating it up in 5 minutes in a microwave, you know, there, you do get satisfied and a lot of the hunger goes away. So we've been working. I started working with a gastroenterologist on this. He thought it was pretty interesting. We presented it to the University of Miami to get some blind tests and see if it really is, in theory, then it works in real life. I'd like our listeners to try that. When you know, it's noontime and you're really hungry, have something to hold you over and wait 20 minutes before you eat. And I think you're going to be surprised at the results of that.
Surprised in what way?
That you won't. How many times I've seen it over and over? Someone is hungry now, so they put something in the microwave, they reheat like a whole dinner that they had the night before. And while they're eating, okay, because their brain hasn't kicked in, their stomach hasn't given the message to their brain yet that you're getting full. So while you're eating, you go ahead and say, you know what, this is so good. I think I'll have a little, let me put some in the microwave again let me get a second helping going so I don't have to stop eating.
Because it takes that
soap.
So basically you will eat for 20 minutes.
Right. If the minute you're hungry, and that's your normal time to eat, have yourself a big glass of water, a couple of crackers or a cookie, something to hold you over. Pretend that you're heating it in a regular oven.
Uh-huh.
20 minutes goes by, then go ahead and heat your lunch or your dinner. And I think you'll be shocked at how much less you eat.
You know, it's funny because I think I've noticed both of these phenomenons this week, Louis, in that I think it was just this morning. I ate just like a handful of nuts or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was hungry. I usually eat breakfast at 6 or 7 in the morning when I come in.
Yeah.
Eat something.
If you wake up on time.
If I wake up on time. And but if you just, you know, I just had a package of nuts back there. Had a few nuts, and boom, I'm good. I haven't had a breakfast yet. But
right.
And then dinner was, I was like, eating dinner the other night, I was like, why am I eating so? I mean, I just couldn't get full or something, and I seemed like I ate a lot.
Yeah,
and now
well, the food is still in the pipe going down to your stomach, so your stomach doesn't know how much it's getting.
Exactly,
you're still eating. And so 20 minutes later, when it finally starts hitting and getting and diluting your gastric juices, then the message is sent to your brain: "Hey, you're getting full." Then you realize it. By the time you realize it, it's a little too late.
Yeah.
So if you start with something light, like a glass of water, cup of coffee, that was a big thing when I was.
I've heard an apple like, too. Eat an apple.
You know,
apple.
Somebody say, "Yeah, an apple's great." And wait 20 minutes. You'll eat less. And I know that's you know, it's our culture. It's a cultural change now. Everything's instant. You know, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat now.
That's
you know, and it all goes back, you know, because food is food. You know, sure, there's fast food out there, and there's so many new types of dishes out there. But, come on, 50 years ago, meat was still meat. Vegetables are vegetables. I mean, food is food. I mean, how much can it actually contribute, except for, like, the GMO stuff and, you know, foods like that? But it's the way we do things. And I noticed it so, so strong with that. Now, and I don't use a microwave. It's very rare. I might boil water with it, which is still not as fast as on the oven, you know, on a stove. But, you know, when I want to reheat something, instead of just putting it on a dish like a bowl of spaghetti or anything, you put it in a microwave and it's fine. But to do it manually, to do it on a conventional oven, takes a few steps. And that time lag usually calms down that hunger pain because you reach for a water, you reach for an apple, you reach for a cup of coffee, and that starts diluting the hunger.
So what a wonderful way. This is from a chef who normally is about the business of feeding you and making you full.
Eat now.
All right, Louis.
Right.
Good advice. Thank you. There's Louis DeAngelis. Chef Louis DeAngelis.
Everybody try it, though, because it's amazing results.
Yep. Try it.
I'm definitely going to try it.
There you go. Did you know that adverse drug reactions, the fourth leading cause of death in our country, ADR, adverse drug reactions, MyInfo 911. Have you heard of this outfit? We had some, I think we ran some spots a while back, Rishi, for MyInfo 911. They've created a program that can help the first responders with quick access to your medical information in just a few seconds. MyInfo 911 contacts your loved ones to advise them what's going on with you. MyInfo 911 provides an emergency identification card that actually has the info on it that saves your life.
Neat.
Hmm.
MyInfo 911 ID cards using quick response technology. So when your card is scanned, the code shows up. First responder gets the vital medical info. It's displayed right on his or her screen. You get proper care starting immediately. MyInfo911.com will benefit every person from 9 to 109. Whether you're a young child riding your bike, whether you're an adult who has Alzheimer's, MyInfo 911 actually saves lives. Before the sirens wail for you or a loved one, get the info, MyInfo911.com.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
You know, we have all this conversation about dieting, losing weight. There isn't a week that goes by that there aren't a couple of books that come across my desk that have to do with diets, losing weight, balancing your hormones, all of that stuff. And it just seems to be so redundant. What's new here? That's what I always ask. That's the test for anybody that I may put on the air or anybody that we have that's an advice giver. What's new? I got a book from a woman named Julia Ross, who is a diet expert, and she writes about the same things that 87 other people have written about. This is an 8-step program to rebalance your body chemistry, end food cravings, end weight gain, and do it all naturally. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's all been written about dozens, hundreds of times, in fact. So what is there new here?
What's new about her?
Forget. I don't know anything about her, frankly. All I know is that these books are a dime a dozen, and it all goes back to the same thing. People making a lot of money preparing a book that's nothing but common sense. And what Louis just said to you a few minutes ago, when you think about it, it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Here's another book about hormonal balance.
Mm-hmm.
And for women, if you have hormonal balance, you will lose weight because hormones and metabolism are the key ingredient here, most important thing. But haven't we heard about that before? Roberta?
I've heard it a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. And so would you do that? You said that you want to lose a little weight. What are you going to do?
I'm going out on hikes at my lunchtime.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I think that...
And I'm watching my portion sizes, and,
yeah.
You know?
Common sense.
Should be more common.
That's what, yeah. That's kind of almost what Louis was saying, I think, too, in a manner of speaking. Keep your cholesterol and triglycerides low. That's what we do with cardio. But this is common sense stuff. Use your head. 51 past the hour.
Thank you.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Another example of how a court of law and the court of public opinion are two very different things. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. John Edwards, former senator, former presidential candidate, former running mate to Al Gore, there to say Edwards' favorability rating is about zero in the minds of the American public. But among the things Edwards is, he is not a convicted criminal. The jury in his campaign finance trial in North Carolina returned a verdict of not guilty on one of the charges Edwards faced and could not reach a verdict on the other five charges, and thus a mistrial was declared on those counts. Edwards offered his reaction on the courthouse steps afterward.
All I can say is thank goodness we live in a country that has the kind of system that we have. And I think those jurors were an exemplar for what juries are supposed to do.
Edwards was accused of using campaign funds to hide an affair with his then-pregnant mistress, Riel Hunter, during the 2008 presidential campaign. In his remarks after the verdict yesterday, Edwards took full responsibility.
While I do not believe I did anything illegal or ever thought I was doing anything illegal, I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong.
All right. Anything else?
And if I want to find the person who should be held accountable for my sins, honestly, I don't have to go any further than the mirror. It's me. It is me and me alone.
Edwards added that he loves his children, singling out Quinn, the daughter he initially denied was his with Riel Hunter.
And I want to dedicate my life to being the best dad I can be and to helping those kids who I think deserve help and who I hope I can help.
As for what's next, prosecutors must decide if they want to retry Edwards on those deadlocked counts. That aside, we can only wonder what's ahead for John Edwards himself. A future run for public office? Not likely. A book in which he apologizes profusely and seeks redemption? More likely. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, another down day for the market. The Dow off 26 points to 12,394. S&P lost 3. NASDAQ dropped by 10. Oil prices down $1.29 a barrel, finishing at $86.53. Today is the 1st of June, the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. So
if you live along the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic, and as far inland as the folks in Vermont found out last year, you need to be prepared for this hurricane season.
That's the head of FEMA, Craig Fugate. When he referred to Vermont, he was referring to Irene, which caused a lot of damage last year. We have, in fact, already had two named storms ahead of the official start of the hurricane season, Alberto and Beryl. Closing notes, a young lady from San Diego, an 8th grader, 14-year-old Snigdha Nandapati, outlasted all others and won the Scripps National Spelling Bee as seen on ESPN last night. The winning word was one you would never be able to spell. Get a paw.
G-U-E-T-A-P-E-N-S. Get a paw.
That certainly doesn't look like get a paw. For winning, Snigdha gets a $30,000 cash prize, thousands in scholarships and other stuff, and well-deserved. And finally, former President George W. Bush, former First Lady Laura Bush at the White House yesterday for the unveiling of their official portraits. President Obama hosting the ceremony, praising his predecessor for the strength and resolve he displayed after 9/11. There were lighter moments as well, the former president stealing the show with lines like this one.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W.
Referring, of course, to George Washington. And when it came time to introduce his wife, the former president did it this way.
It is my privilege to introduce the greatest first lady ever. Sorry, Mom.
And yes, George W.'s parents were both on hand for the unveiling, former President George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.